work the word. That's what it's for. He sent the word. He sent the word.
Welcome to Walk in the Blessing, the media outreach of William McDuffie Ministries. Let's receive the ministry gifts of Minister Carol Jones.
Glory, 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 glory. You can't teach about wealth if you don't have none. You can't talk about favor if you don't know you got it. Come on, repeat this after me. I believe.
I receive.
Debt freedom. I believe.
I receive.
The favor of God.
I believe.
I receive.
I have the wisdom of God.
I am anointed.
I am appointed.
Every time I pray.
In Jesus' name.
I believe I receive in Jesus' name. Come on and give God some praise. I can't help but praise. It's what I do. When I'm going through, I just give God some praise. See, just think, if you slap, dab, lose it at home. I practice this in my daily life. I'm liable to run through, I used to run through my office. I go down the hall, I'm one loud, I just, oh, bless boss, Lord. Oh, shit, let your will be done. Got favor with you, got favor with my boss. They didn't know what I was doing until they saw me going with a promotion. See, I'm teaching people, work the word, not your nerves. Work the word. That's what it's for. He sent the word. He sent the word. Okay, let's do two more and I'm gone. I'm gone. What we do? Whew. Is this helping y'all this month? But a light thing wanna to do this. God wanna show himself strong on our behalf. But he's looking, the Bible says his eyes are looking to and fro this whole earth to see whose heart is perfect, matured towards him. You gotta have an affection. You know what I learned about affection? It's a delightsome commitment. You gotta desire and delight yourself in the Lord, not in people. You gotta want him. That's what I taught my son. I said, son, you gotta love God more than you do me so you can properly love me. You don't ever put me above God. I want you to see God as your source, not me. But you pray to God and he'll give me what I need to assist you. But since I was in the Air Force, he wanted to be a pilot. I wasn't going to tell him, well, you black, you can't do it. I said, look, honey, we can do all things, and with God it's possible. Lord, give me the wisdom and resources to fulfill the will that I believe you have for my son. Got yoked up with pilots, took him to air shows. He got to sit in cockpits. I bought him model planes that he could put together. Then he wanted to go to aviation school, and the school was $25,000, y'all. I said, well, we ain't getting no loan. God wants you to go to this school that he's going to pay for. He already moved and raised up somebody to favor us. And he did for 2 years, and we didn't get a loan. When he graduated, he didn't have no bill. See, you got to understand, I don't have anything to lose anyway because I don't have nothing anyway outside of God. So Satan can't torment me because I'm not attached to this earth anymore. I'm attached to eternity. That's why you have to mature to, ladies. Everything and everybody, including this planet, is temporary. It's how you live your life while you're here. And that's what I got in my prayer time years ago. People, problems, and this planet are temporary. God said, Carol, my word, my love, my spirit is eternal. It's throughout eternity. I choose what you want to yoke up with. I ain't studying this temporary realm. I do what I need to do because I'm in it. But then I read, I'm in this world, but I'm not of it. So I don't handle my affairs like somebody who don't have God. But there's a need in my life. I sow a seed. That's the first thing I do. That's the first thing I do. Sow a seed. And it's not in the amount. It's in the attitude of your heart and the expectation that God is going to multiply the seed and abundantly above more than you could ask, think, hope, pray, dream, or imagine, according to the power of God that works in you. And that first power, you've got to be a person of love. I don't care who hurt you, who cussed you out, who did you wrong. You still got to love. That's your empowerment. That's your supernatural attachment to God. God is love. Love is God. And so when you're not walking in love, you are disconnected from your help. So that perpetrator will come in and make you think you're getting some help, and you're not. And that's why I don't last. Come on, let's look at Romans chapter 8, what that said. Women, please be free. Don't let nobody be in your heart more than God. Please don't do that. God is a very jealous God, and we ought to have no other gods before us. And when we're thinking about people more than we do him and hurting in our hearts for somebody dear to us, God is a healer of our broken hearts. He binds up every wound. And he knew you were going to get hurt, and we get hurt because we don't walk in obedience. That's why we get hurt. That's why we get deceived. That's why we end up with wrong people in our lives. Our disobedience, our lack of fellowship with God, so he can impart himself in us the more. And we always pray, Lord, more of you. He said, you'll have more of me if you give me more of you. You give him more of yourself, you'll get more of him. Let's look at Romans 8. Read it in the New American in you all's Bible. Read that for me, verse 8, 1 and 2. Ready, read. Oh, wait. Come on, everybody. You got it up there on the screen. Well, you look at your Bibles, but one mouth, one voice at the same time. Ready? Read. So if you've been free, why are you still in bondage? Prison doors are wide open and you're still sitting in the jail cell of your spirit. Because you're still, check this out, you're giving people empowerment to keep you miserable. And they're going on somewhere else. And you're still hurting. You're still mad. And your favor, your wealth, your debt, freedom, everything is on the line because of your lack of forgiveness. The Bible says, you know what? You just lay your offering down. Go get it right with your sister. And then come back. Because of the attitude of your heart now, your offering is not acceptable. I don't care how much you cried. I don't care how much you gave. If your heart is not right towards God and towards your fellow man, that's why you don't have a heart. Don't walk in condemnation. You're free. Say, I am free. Because of the blood of Jesus. I have a right to have the tree of life in my life right now. I am free. You're already free. So therefore, there's no condemnation. Listen to this in the book of Romans, verse 1 and 2. With the arrival of Jesus, the Messiah, the fateful dilemma is resolved. Those who enter into Christ being here for us no longer have to live under a continuous, low-lying black cloud. A new power is in operation. The spirit of life in Christ, like a strong wind, has magnificently cleared the air, freeing you from a fated lifetime of brutal tyranny at the hands of sin and death. I am not going to stay in bondage, and I got freedom. Jesus, who knew no sin, became sin so that I could become the righteousness of God. And because I'm the righteousness of God, I got a blood-bought right to get it right, do it right, because it's right, and do it right. You know, me walking in forgiveness, it has nothing to do with whether you receive it or not, Sister Faye. But if I come to you and I say, Sister Faye, I repented to God and that's forgiveness. Shouldn't have said some things to you that I said. And I need you to give me, but forgive me. She don't have to forgive me. I'm not doing it based on her reaction. I'm responding to the things of God. Now it's on her. But I'm free. See, I'd rather you cuss me out because I'm obeying God than for God to say, depart from me, you work of iniquity, because I didn't do it. So we still waiting on man's approval. No. Approve unto God is what the Bible says. Amen. Is this helping us this morning? Well, look, okay. Well, anyway, y'all know what to do. Read your Bibles. Read your Bibles. Proverbs 31. This is something I was able to do with my son because I became a woman of wisdom. Parents, please impart. Seed of your wounds are blessed, but you gotta put something in them. You can't expect from them that which you have not put in them. I could expect my son to be a certain kind of way, and I could inspect him whenever I got ready, because I imparted life and love in him. It had nothing to do with whether he felt like it or not, or it had nothing to do with I believe the word, but I was commanded by God. If you love your children, introduce them to God. Don't live a double-minded life. If my son would ask you right now, is, you know, what kind of mom you have? She prays. She always bringing folks in the house, feed them, let them bathe. I'm just doing what the Bible says. But to have your children, once they get to be teenagers, and start bringing their friends home so you can pray with them. It takes love. It takes time to impart love. But you got to become it. Got to become that love. And we can, because in Romans 5, God, Holy Spirit, poured that love in us. So I don't love people with my love anymore. I'm loving them with God. So now I guard my heart with all diligence, because out of it flows the issues of life. Amen. Look at verse 1. Amplified Bible says, the words of Lemuel, king of Massa, which his mother taught him. What, my son? What, son of my womb? What shall I advise you, son of my vows and dedication to God? Dedicate your children to God. You don't have to wait till a baby dedication. You dedicate them right there in your house. look at them and tell them, I love you. I had to tell my son, First Lady, you know what? I made some bad decisions. And that's why there's not a daddy in the house. That's tangible. But we got God. And he's forgiven me of that. So now I begin to pray for men of God to come into his life, to father him, to brother him, to give him wisdom on how to be an entrepreneur and to walk out a successful life. So now when you become a dad, you'll know how to father your children, and you'll know how to love and honor your wife. And that's what he's doing. I'm living to see that. And I was a single parent. So don't use that as an excuse. I tried that. And God said, I'm a single parent. I'm taking care of all my children. Amen. 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 Don't go to God with them little pity stories. He ain't hearing you. I said, well, they help me take care of this one then. Give not your strength to loose women. This is what I had to tell my son. Don't do what you saw me do. I did it wrong. I didn't wait on God. You wait on God. Don't screw around with none of them girls. Wait till you get married. So your marriage night will be honorable. You don't want to bring up a bastard. So I was able to go through the scriptures with him. And every scripture that said in Proverbs, hear the instructions of wisdom, my son. And that's why he never cussed me out. He's not dishonored me since we've been in the things of God. Even when it was tough, I could see his jaws jumping. He looked like he wanted to fight, but you know my angels would manifest. Because we had standard in the house, God. I taught him how to fear God. Don't fear me. You need to fear God. Give not your strength to loose women, nor your ways to those who and that which ruin and destroy kings. It is not for kings, Olemiel. It is not for kings to drink wine or for rulers to desire strong drink, lest they drink and forget the law and what it decrees and pervert the justice due any of the afflicted. Give strong drink as medicine to him who is ready to pass away, and wine to him in bitter distress of heart. Let him drink and forget his poverty, and seriously remember his want and misery no more. Open your mouth for the dumb, those unable to speak for themselves, for the sights of all who are left desolate and defenseless. Open your mouth, judge righteously, and administer justice for the poor and needy. What kind of wisdom, mothers, are you imparting into your children? What words of life are you imparting to your children? What vision are you giving your children? I gave my son vision. He's already got his solo license. I've flown with him, been up in the plane with him. So now he's getting ready to get his license, and we went to look in that plane. I said, well, God bless us with some cars. We pay it off. He can bless us with a plane. See, I'm giving a vision. You got to be a visionary. You can't have no low life, that limited thinking. When you talk about Abraham, he told Abraham, that's why I made those posters, woman of God, man of God, because he told Abraham, he said, you're going to be the father of many nations. And I can imagine Abraham just, look, father of many nations, how many is that? He told Abraham, look at the stars. He said, you can't even number them. That's how many nations you're going to have. He said, you know what? Check this out. Look at the sand. You can't count the sand. That's how many nations you're going to have. You got to put things in your face, ladies, to keep you in remembrance. You got to look at the words. You got to do some little posters or buy you something that, and when you look at it, you know who you are. Don't forget, ladies, you're daughters of Abraham. Abraham loved. nobody turn him away from God. Even when Sarah laughed at him, he still knew he was going to have a son, Isaac. Not Ishmael, and Ishmael was blessed. He was blessed in substance. Isaac was blessed with the blessing. Say, I'm blessed. Say it again, I'm blessed. I'm empowered to prosper. In my spirit, my soul, my body, in my relationships, I shall be known by the love of God that I share in Jesus' name. Let's come on down. I'm not going to read all of 31, but this is what I want you to see in the Amplified Bible of this woman of God. Verse 15. She rises while it is yet night. I mean, early in the morning, you know, it's still dark. She rises while it is yet night and gets spiritual food for her household and assigns her maids their task. Put your angels to work. Practice. You want some maids in your house. You ain't even using your supernatural maids. Give your angels something to do. She considers come on down to verse 17. She girds herself with strength, spiritual, mental, and physical fitness. Physical fitness. I stay in shape, y'all. I'm in a fitness challenge now. I cannot function for God broke down in my body. I get rest. I eat good. I drink plenty, 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 plenty of water with none of that other stuff added to it. We are 3/4 water. And so if you wonder why you got them tumors and cramps and all that kind of stuff, you don't have enough water in your system to flush it out. And you're going to be responsible for how you took care of God's temple. All that fried food, all them starches and all that stuff. Honey, you better get some greens. Some beans and I know for 10 days I just ate black beans 3 or 4 times a day. That's the most powerful bean on the planet. And I read Daniel how for 10 days he only ate beans and lentils, and him and the Hebrew boys fared more than the ones who ate at the king's table. My flesh don't tell me what to do. I tell it what to do. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And I ain't going to rapture broke down and sick. Not going to do that. I meditate on things that are good. You can call back in Atlanta while I'm here next folks I ate and live. They'll tell you. Miss Kara, how you do that? By faith. God, give me a love for these beans. They're healthy for me. Help me to love them. Give me wisdom on how to fix them. And I'm telling y'all, God is my witness in this pulpit. I got such a love for them. I could eat them at room temperature. I had bean salad, bean soup. And then some days I would just eat beans with some tomatoes and onions and okra in them. Oh, Lord. You know what else I got out of that? Back in the days of famine, they didn't have no meat. It was the wisdom of God in Joseph that put up grains and beans. That's why beans can last so long on the shelf. Meats and stuff and vegetables would go bad, but beans and rice? On the internet, look them up. See about black beans and brown rice, grains, and drink plenty of water. You won't be constipated. You will flow freely unhindered and uninterrupted. Come on and give God some praise, ladies.
Well, my beloved partner, that's it for this teaching session. Did you get something out of this message? I pray that you did.
I count it a distinct privilege and an honor to call you friend, and I look forward to hearing from you, so write me. Yvette and I love you dearly, and we pray for you constantly. Until next time, this is Pastor William McDuffie reminding you that Jesus is Lord, so you ought to walk in the blessing.
You've been listening to Walk in the Blessing, the media outreach of William McDuffie Ministries. Thank you for your generous financial contribution. It is because of you, our covenant partner, that we are reaching people around the world for Jesus Christ. We would like to extend to you another opportunity to sow into this ministry, which is indeed good ground. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible contribution, please write us at William McDuffie Ministries, P.O. Box 2368, Sierra Vista, Arizona, 85636-2368. That's William McDuffie Ministries, P.O. Box 2368, Sierra Vista, Arizona, 85636-2368. And as always, walk in the blessing. Keep on